Good morning. It is Monday, September 27th. It's warming up gradually, but it still feels good. It feels good out there. It's 68 degrees. We are Real News with Rick Outzen. It is 8:03. It's okay to be a little bit late for work because we've got Bill Dunn on the line. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I tell you what, the concept of Cyber Coast, trying to brand and branding our area as the Cyber Coast, is taken off hugely. LinkedIn has ranked Pensacola as one of the top places that people are looking to move to do work remotely. I know you're a CEO of NOF. Y'all are always looking for talent, but you also know that this Cyber Coast thing, this moniker is working, isn't it?
It is. You know, you can go back. It's not just started, though. We started this back in 2008, but, you know, times have changed. As we all know, in the cyber world, it's just evolving to the point where it's on the forefront of everything you do. So, yeah, it's a big deal. Cyber Coast has really picked up.
Well, let's talk about that, because the tech companies in the Pensacola area have banded together in just some of the companies that are a part of this. Florida West has done a good job of being a facilitator and playing off of it.
Yeah, there are. So we've got a committee, the Cyber and IT Committee, part of Florida West, kind of set this up and brought a bunch of us together. So we meet every month to talk about the cyber codes and jobs and how we do these things and bring more employment to the local area. So it's really good. We've got great companies like IBM. We've got Paraton. We've got IRTC. I mean, the list goes, if you look at the local who's who, we've got Leidos. It seems like every time we have a monthly meeting, there's more companies coming to the table that want to bring their business to the Pensacola area and also look at this area for the great assets that we have, including our workforce.
Well, the area of cybersecurity is what we keep hearing more and more about. Both the University of West Florida and Pensacola State College have set up programs to help train workers in that field. Why is cybersecurity so important for businesses?
Well, you know, if you think about it, when you look at threats to the companies that are out there and you're trying to grow your business, we've had the pandemic forever, and you know, and the cyber world took advantage, you know, I'm going to say the malicious things that happened in cyber took advantage of the pandemic, like they do any other kind of crises, where they look at how can we benefit and get money out of these people. But everything depends on it. So at least the cyber threat, you know, every business should be worried, no matter what your size is, whether you're in the financial, manufacturing, or not even a nonprofit. I tell everybody that just because you're doing great things for the community doesn't mean the bad guys want to come and take your money or shut you down and extort it. So everybody should be concerned about cyber, and, you know, it's just a way of life now.
You're listening to Bill Dunn. He's the CEO of NOF. We're talking Cyber Coast, Florida, and cybersecurity. We know the city got hit right when Grover got in office with ransomware. How does ransomware work? I mean, how can we prevent it?
Well, you know, there's so many different variants out there, but the proliferation of ransomware is easy. I mean, you don't have to be a computer scientist to launch ransomware against a target. It's gotten so bad, but what can you do about it? Now, there's some really simple things, and it's good hygiene. Make sure your systems are patched. Make sure you have good backup systems in place. We face this every day at NOF Technologies, that trying to help the client to make sure that they're as ransom proof as they can be. And again, they don't care who they come after, whether you're big or small, they're going to come after you eventually. But the backups, the patching, and training, we emphasize to all our clients information security training so that we can start making people paranoid about clicking on things. And, you know, don't just click on everything that comes on your desk or pops up in your email. And even when it comes from your boss or from your client saying, here, I need this invoice, make sure you look at that beforehand and make sure you've got good cyber hygiene in practice.
Well, Cumulus, who owns this station, has a huge training program on dealing with that. In fact, you don't get hired. I was not allowed on a mic until you go through the training program on the possible cyber hacks that are out there. And it is for big corporations, really, when you've got a lot of employees, everyone has their own computer, any one of them can open up your company to all sorts of problems.
You're absolutely correct. And the old adage, your weakest link. Well, your employee, especially an untrained employee, is your weakest link. They'll click on things, and then I would say making sure that you have those backups so that you can recover your data and go back to work is primary. And then also have the indications of warning on your network. We deploy so we know when something's happening that's nefarious on the network. We get these indications so that we can go in there and be proactive and shut things down before it gets too bad.
We're News Talk 1370 WCOA, Real News with Rick Allison. The voice you're listening to is Bill Dunn, CEO of NOF. He is also part of the local leadership that works with Florida West on promoting this area as a cyber coast. What makes this such a great place, for cybersecurity companies or really anyone that works remotely?
Well, yeah. So we've seen that, and you mentioned earlier about remote workers. We're number 7 on LinkedIn for remote worker applications, which is wonderful. But gosh, it's really simple. I'd say look out your window, the beaches. Why would you not want to live here, New York City, Washington, D.C.? Cost of living. Come on, a dollar goes a long way here compared to those places. And the talent, the cyber coast in this area, we've got more cyber talent in a condensed area that a lot of places don't have. And defense contractors, as well as employers like Navy Federal and others, are looking for that talent. But as you mentioned, between UWF and Pensacola State College and then our defense folks that are coming out, either retire or getting out of the military that are super cyber trained, we've got a lot of talent there.
Bill, what I've seen over the last year as people were, because of the pandemic and working remotely more and more, I've seen people move back to Pensacola that were working with Google, working with some of the high-tech companies, that this just was a spot there. They're an hour away from Atlanta, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours from Washington, D.C., it opens us up, doesn't it, to more people coming?
It does. I've got friends that have moved back or are moving back. They've been wanting to come back to home for a long time, but, the work wasn't there, the money wasn't there, and now they can work remotely. So they're able to come back, bring that income back into our local area, and do the same job, basically. And then, as you mentioned, travel. We've got the largest airport, and this has changed recently, between New Orleans and Jacksonville, Florida, here in Pensacola. So we have a lot of folks flying in and out. If you've been to that airport lately, you know how busy that can be. But that's a great asset for the local community as well.
We've got, Bill, your CEO, NOF. We've got CEOs in the area that have been involved with Florida West and the Cyber Coast. Why is it important to you? You've got your hands full running your company. Why is it important to you to be an advocate for the Cyber Coast?
Well, and I'll say this is a strange environment we have in Pensacola. We have what we, competimates. We're friendly. We all help each other that you don't see in other communities. When we have openings, we broadcast those out, and if an employee doesn't fit with us, they may fit with one of our friends on the committee or other folks here in the area. So we try to make sure everybody's placed. But the big thing, is that what's good for us is this Cyber Coast moniker gives us notoriety, gives us, an idea that people want to share into and be a part of. And it's really exciting to see all the companies coming together to promote the local area because we all live here. This is our home. Our kids go to school here. It's all part of that. We want to see this rise across the community and make it all better for everyone to live here, whether you're in the cyber industry or not. Just having that focus here and having those assets and also the income coming up makes it better for everybody that's in the community.
Well, I know that Pensacola has struggled over the years to come up with an identity. Are we Florida's first city? Are we the early learning city? Or are we, you know, whatever, all these different, upside of Florida. This moniker, the Cyber Coast, seems to connect in a lot of different ways because it touts our beaches, but at the same time touts technology. And for someone who's in your business, you've seen this evolve from you taking over Networks of Florida to now making it NOF to this evolution. Just, it's got to be rewarding for you to see this change.
It is. I will tell you, compared to 2007, when I retired out of the military and we started talking Cyber Coast, it's changed a lot in 14 years, and it's all for the better. And, you know, I think it's a great thing for the community. And, you know, you can be more than one thing. All of us in the tech world, we believe in the Cyber Coast, but we also believe in all those other things that make this community great as well. But I'll tell you, stand by, because we're nowhere near being done with this. And I think people are going to look back and say, yeah, you know, this is one of the things that helped propel Pensacola into the 22nd century.
Great. Bill, thank you for coming on the show. I want to do this more because there's always something going on in cybersecurity out there, and I'd love to have you as a regular guest.
All righty. Be glad to talk to you anytime.
All right. Take care, Bill.